Thank you, Chair. With your indulgence, my delegation would like to return to yesterday's discussion to make a few brief remarks on Topic 4, Responsibility and Accountability. The importance of maintaining state and human accountability and responsibility for the use of autonomous weapons systems is a position common to all states of this GGE. This position is encapsulated in the GGE's guiding principles B and D. We see significant scope to further elaborate these principles and have tried to do so in our joint proposal. Draft Article 1 of our joint proposal describes as prohibited autonomous weapons systems that would conduct engagement that would not be the responsibility of commanders or operators using the system. This converges to some degree with Tier 1 of the working paper by Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Sweden, which refers to weapon systems operating outside of a responsible chain of command. Further, Draft Article 6 of our proposal lists regulatory measures to ensure accountability for the use of those autonomous weapon systems that would not be prohibited under IHL. Among other things, the article emphasises the importance of readily understandable machine interfaces and controls, putting in place relevant domestic laws to ensure accountability, internal mechanisms for reporting incidents that may constitute violations of IHL, and appropriate actions in response to such investigations or review of incidents, including accountability for personnel. Here again, we note significant commonalities between our proposal and the working paper submitted by France, Finland, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Sweden, as well as the 2023 working paper by Austria. Despite differences in terminology, we see both of these proposals as containing useful elaborations of measures that can help ensure human responsibility and accountability. Chair, we note that some proposals either put forward the concept of meaningful human control as a prerequisite for human responsibility, or identify a responsibility gap for autonomous weapon systems which lack meaningful human control. We are not sure that an overarching standard of human control equates to responsibility and accountability. Rather, using autonomous weapon systems in a responsible chain of human command and control is but one of many relevant measures to facilitate responsibility and accountability. We've elaborated some of these additional measures for implementation throughout the life cycle of a weapon system, and we would commend these measures to the GGE for consideration. I thank you, Chair.